Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
The number of women who are opting for preventive mastectomies has drastically increased in recent years. Recently, Angelina Jolie announced that she underwent a double mastectomy after learning she had the mutation of the BRCA1 gene, which can raise the risk of breast and ovarian cancer. My guest, we're looking at the emotional side of all of this, and my guest is Dr. Nikki Barr. She's the author of Emotional Wellness, the Other Half of Treating Cancer. Welcome to the show, Dr. Barr. Let's speak about this decision, you know, because we've heard about hysterectomies for years, you know, whether or not you've got polyps or there's a reason for a hysterectomy. Okay, it's time. But now that people are having these double mastectomies, what is that saying about us as women? And is it affecting our sort of feeling that we are women? I mean, if it was me, I don't think I'd care. I wouldn't want them if I thought they were that close to causing me to die. I don't think I care enough about them, but emotionally, is that the issue?
Well, I do think, Melanie, that it is all about finding your own voice and deciding what is best for you. Based on your medical history and medical results, gene testing, et cetera, women have to find their own voice and decide, is this something I want to do or not?
Okay, so they have to decide. Now, is this something you decide for yourself, or do you involve your family in that?
I think it's important to involve your family on down the line, but I think women need to find their own voice. I think that that's key. And then talk with partners, spouses, significant relationships, and family.
Now, you can say to yourself, well, I don't care about my breasts. They, you know, they don't mean anything at this point. I'm done having babies, that sort of thing. But then have you seen, Dr. Barr, that once a woman may have that, then all of a sudden she doesn't feel like a woman anymore?
Yes, often, not all the time, but what can happen is that women can say, you know what, I want to just have the preventive mastectomy and be done with this and eliminate cause for cancer concern, even though it doesn't necessarily mean that you will get cancer with the BRCA gene. But in doing so, you can move so quickly that there's a loss of your breasts. It's an emotional shock, really, and can have emotional fallout on down the line.
So, okay, the emotional fallout and, you know, something like a hysterectomy, a complete hysterectomy, you know, makes a woman sometimes feel, plus the hormones are involved there then. So, you know, maybe you have to do replacement or you decide not to. So as a woman, we are more than just our parts that make babies, correct?
Definitely.
So what do we tell ourselves? You're a clinical psychotherapist. What do you tell women that are, you know, deciding this? I know you said to have your own voice, but what do you tell them about being a woman and about making this important decision?
I tell them to take time, not to rush into it, to take time. We explore in the office how their body image, how they feel about themselves, how they look at life as a woman, et cetera. But I think the mistake, Melanie, comes in is in trying to fix something. You jump into it, and then later there's issues. I think if you give yourself time, you prepare yourself, you really know what you feel, what you think about it, then you're going to have a better outcome.
Okay, so you have to, but how can you know? How can you know what you think and feel about it until after it's over? You can be as brave as you want, but once somebody has cut off your breasts and then you go into the mirror and you look at this, how can you then, you can't take it back.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. That's why you want to prepare yourself as much and be sure that this is really something you want to do. And after having your breasts removed, there is a grieving process. How can there not be? You know, once they're taken from you, or once you've said, I want to have this procedure, then you're losing part of your body. So there's a normal grief process that definitely goes with that, no matter how prepared you are.
That's right. Now, what about the things that make it so that you, maybe you're young and you find out that you have these genes and you, you know, don't want to get ovarian cancer, so you go through the mastectomy and a hysterectomy same time. Now you can't have kids. So now there's a whole nother level put on this that makes you feel even less of a woman. Does this affect marriage and relationships pretty much?
Oh, it can. It can have quite an impact. And so, therefore, again, I know I keep going back to this, but preparing yourself as much as, you know, realizing what are the consequences and what does this mean and what will it mean 10 years from now, not having children? Or am I adopting? Am I, you know, how is this going to work? Am I saving my eggs? How will I proceed with this? So it's very, very important to get as much information emotionally and physically, psychologically, in every way.
Okay, so would you recommend that somebody go see someone such as yourself before doing this to talk out all of these different, you know, possibilities and how that they might feel afterwards?
Absolutely, and the reason why is because it is so impacting. It will impact your life for all your life. I mean, it can't help it because it's a major event in your life. So absolutely, going to see someone is very, very helpful in preparing.
Okay, so would you recommend that they bring their husband with them? I mean, suppose their husband is like, I don't want you to do this. You know, that's a part of you. How do you reconcile that fear of getting cancer with that, well, you know, that big surgery? It's huge.
Huge. Huge, and you are so right, Melanie, and that absolutely I would bring husband, partner into the counseling session, because that also has a huge impact. That's your relationship and your life for right then and forever maybe. And so you know, all parties need to be on the same page as much as possible.
Okay, so what if they're not?
Then they have a decision to make. How are they going to proceed, and how will they get through that? And I don't think that you can do that on your own so much. I think that counseling would be hugely important.
Okay, so they go through the counseling, and now they've decided, and maybe she's had to convince her husband that she just, you know, can't live in fear anymore of the next day or the next, you know, mammogram or the next pap smear or something. They go through with it. Now the rest of their life lies before them. Do we still put that fear aside? I mean, is it still lingering in the back of the minds? Is Angelina Jolie still worried? Because now she's still got 5%, but we all have that.
Sure, that's right. Cancer cells normally live in your body anyway. But it's just that they go on and flourish. But, you know, I think that every couple will see what it's like after. I mean, there's no way to predict at this point whether Angelina Jolie, if that will be an issue for her. I think she really did find her own voice. I think she took the time to decide what she wanted to do, and she moved on. And now what's going to happen emotionally on down the line, it's hard to know. Right now she has great support from her husband and family, or from Brad Pitt and family. And so, you know, it looks good now.
Well, in the last about 30 seconds, please give us your best advice for dealing with the emotional aspect of all this media storm about the BRCA1 gene and what women can take away from this.
I think it is to find your own voice, to give yourself time to get all of your facts together before you make any decision, to really explore where you are emotionally, physically, psychologically, intellectually, in every way, and then make the best decision for yourself.
And that's certainly the way to do it. And remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Or you can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at YourRadioMD. This is Melanie Cole, and check us out. We have so many great shows. Thanks for listening. Stay well.